Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, Dr. Bloom was telling a story to illustrate how looking at a red object through something that is red will cause that object to actually appear to be white. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Stories told of a couple that was visiting in London, England, and they were near the palace in the hotel they were in, and one day they'd been out some sights and all that, and the husband says, I'm going to lay down and take a nap. I'm wore out. And the wife stands at the window, and she's looking out. She's just going to enjoy the sight there for a little bit. And she's looking at the palace, and suddenly she says, honey, the palace guards are all dressed in white. Why is that? Well, everybody knows that they wear red, you know, uniforms. It's not white. And he said, yeah, you're funny. You're trying to get me to get out of the bed and so forth. No, you're not going to work. You're not going to make me go look and say, made you look. You know, no, we're not going to do that. He lays there, but she goes on. She won't let up. Finally, he says, okay, I get up. He walks over to the window and looks out, and they're in red uniforms. He says, ha, ha. She said, what's wrong with you? They're in white. Now, he's thinking, she's crazy. She says, come over here. Look through my window. He goes over and looks through his window, and sure enough, they're all in white uniforms, standing in front of the same palace. He runs back, looks through the other one, same uniforms, but they're red. Back, you know, just same thing. Then he found out that there was a red, you might say a cellophane-like covering over the window. And we're told that when you look at red through red, it makes the object you're looking at white. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. So when you're at the judgment and your sin, oh, you were a sinner, but you received him as your Savior, you're accepted in Christ because the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin, from all unrighteousness. And so when they look at you, through the blood, looking through the red blood of Christ, your sins, though they were scarlet, though they were red like crimson, are white as snow. And so that's what we have in Jesus Christ. It's up to you to choose to receive that salvation, in that he has appeared to all men, shows us that one is included in salvation because he appeared to all men. It's open for you. I like that hymn, he included me. Yes, he included you, my friend. He included me. He included us all. We must receive it by repentance and faith. As a matter of fact, Acts chapter 30, verses 31-32 tells us that God commands all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. You and I have a personal responsibility as God's children to shine the light of salvation to all men. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17 seems to indicate that very strongly. You see, the thing that we saw here about aged men and aged women, servants, young men, earlier, all these, whether aged ladies, men, young or old, whatever, servants or what have you, they must have behavior that becometh holiness, and they can only be accepted in the beloved. But ours has to be behavior that becometh holiness, and that won't happen if after your salvation you don't continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, and walk in the light of the grace by which you were saved. Now, God can do something with a terrible, sinful person. You think about it. When I examine the scriptures, I see King David. King David, boy, slays a giant, stands up for his God, writes many psalms, but he commits adultery with Bathsheba and has a man murdered. But in Psalms 51, recording his prayer after all of that and his repentance, he says, "There, be merciful." He says, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." You notice he didn't say, "Restore unto me salvation." There's a purpose for every word in the Word of God. It's worded the way it is because God wanted it worded that way. He says, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Create in me a clean heart and a right spirit." That's what he wanted. As a Christian, many times, that is what happens to Christians, and they got to realize, you know what? That needs to be me as well. I need to repent. I need to have things right with God. And so, God can take sin from you, but he can also use you. You might have gone to the very depths. I've seen it over the years, find out about people, what they were in a former life, and it was terrible. But yet, you find out they've been saved and serving the Lord for years. And they don't get up in testimony and brag about how bad they were. You know, they get up and brag on how good God is. So we see that. And David's not the only example in the Bible. Look at the woman at the well. She'd had five husbands, and the man she's living with was not her husband. When she goes back in the city, she goes telling people about Jesus Christ, and they all knew what kind of a sinner she was. She had the reputation. They go out to see what this is, and they too get saved. So, yeah, you look in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, you see where drunkards, homosexuals, murderers, and he says of all of them, such were some of you. God is able to take the guttermost and save them to the uttermost. He's able to change their life. If any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, by the way, the Greek word that we have there in this text for men, okay? Again, let me just reread verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. It's the Greek word anthropos. It is a term that means all mankind. All humans, male or female. It is for anyone who is a human. Now, people ask me sometimes about their animals. Will my dog go to heaven? Will my cat go to heaven? Will my horse or whatever go to heaven? Look, I'm not looking at that. How can they repent? And pray and ask the Lord to save them. I don't know how you'd lead one of those through the plan of salvation. Jesus said, "I'm the way. There's no other way but him." So, I really don't like to go there. And besides, I wouldn't want to try to baptize a cat, would you? I think that'd be kind of hard. You do that in a PETA, people will be all over you. But not only do we see grace is for all, which he says here, but we also see what saving grace accomplishes in verse 2, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we should, what, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, if your salvation is growing the way it ought to be, your salvation is accomplishing in your life that it ought to accomplish, then it should ever be convicting you and moving you towards this way of life, okay? This way of life that should be a part of you, that should be a part of every day of your life. It should be teaching you to deny ungodliness, those things that have nothing to do with God, those things that are ungodlike without God. Teach you to deny those things. And ungodliness, it's like something that just happens repeatedly in your life. It's something on. And worldly lust. You know, a lot of times we say worldly lust looks like a sexual thing, but it's not always that. It's lust for the things. You want their cars. You want their houses. You want their jobs. You want their whatever. You want their personality. You want it all. Well, that's what he's talking about. Worldly lust. That's a little bit behind of what happened to Peter there with Jesus. Remember Jesus talking there in Matthew 16? And he asked the disciples, but who do men say that I am? And Peter stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for it's not the world, it's not earth that has revealed this unto thee, but God. It's not men, it's God. And to say that Jesus was the Son of God, he used the Greek word huios, which is means the seed. And so that was blasphemy to the Jews back in that day. So they would have killed him. It's actually a death penalty sin, they thought. They made it that. But worldly lusts are kind of like those things. Well, of what they do in the world. But Peter says that, and God blesses him. Christ blessed him right there. Blessed art thou. And a little bit later, I mean, still, same disciples, still up there on that mountain, still with Jesus. And he says, I'm going to be going to Jerusalem. We're going to Jerusalem. They're going to take me, and they'll crucify me, and the third day I'll raise from the dead. Boy, Peter stands up, and that won't happen to you, Lord, and begins to rebuke him. I won't allow that to happen, blah, blah, what he's going to do. And rebuking Christ about it, and Christ looks at him and says, get thee behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but of man. Whoa, what happened there? He had just earlier, in the same day, had blessed him for saying that he was the Son of the living God, but now he's getting on his case and saying, get thee behind me, Satan, to Peter. Knowing that Satan is directing Peter on this, and Peter probably is shocked that he's getting that statement back to him that he's talking about, I won't stand. Well, this is it. You know, it's like somebody says, nobody's going to hit my preacher. They'll have to go through me to do it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my